Hello and welcome to this week's Comic Roast. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on the Twittens at XOrsonX. And I'm here with Michael. You can find on the other Twittens at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And we have an Instagram of the same name as well. We are going to take a bit of a rewind here back to...
Back to the basics.
Back to C2E2.
Oh, yeah.
Where Mike met and discussed and purchased... Analog number one on Image Comics by Jerry Dugan.
And I got a cool Image Comics t-shirt.
And he got a cool, that was thanks to me.
Yep.
But he got a cool Image Comics t-shirt. You should have, because people would see
for the
it.
Podcast.
Well, this is going to be on YouTube.
It is eventually.
Well, it is. But right now it's just audio because I don't feel like doing technical stuff.
We'll start doing slideshows.
That'd be fucking hilarious. Like with the star wipes and stuff.
And like, yeah.
Doing finger guns at the camera. Yeah. Jesus, a couple of dorks.
Bang, bang.
So, anywho.
Yeah, get into it.
He talked about it a little bit on stage at the, I believe it was the sci-fi stage.
Wire.
Yeah, Sci-Fi Wire. Hashtag, it's a fan thing. It's probably too late now, but whatever.
It's probably still going wherever they go.
I'm sure it is.
Circles the globe in search of a listener. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Basically, this is in the not so distant future. I believe it's about 5 years in the future. What has happened is basically the internet cloud has fallen out of the sky. So to speak.
Almost literally, I guess.
Yeah. And everything that you have ever posted online or do post online from now on is well known by everybody. So there's basically no secrets left in the world, which is where the name Analog comes in, because the most treasured currency now is secrets, basically.
Right. Paper secrets.
And people like our main character, Jack McGinnis, get paid a high dollar amount of money to transport secrets on paper, briefcased to your arm, basically.
Yeah, literally. And basically, they also are referred to as ledger men, or he's a ledger man. Basically.
Right, exactly. I forgot about that. That's kind of a neat little
name. No, it's a cool... It reminded me of something, and now it totally escaped me of some movie or something else back in the day where like, people were couriers or something, but they didn't call them that. Man, not the postman, but something like that, where it was... It's a cool name, I guess, is the point. But it reminded me of something else cool that I couldn't play, so this is the only thing it reminds me of now, so that's nifty for this.
So that was a pointless story, then.
Honest to goodness, made no impact on this podcast whatsoever.
I mean, you might have put someone to sleep.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Myself included.
Do you want to...
Yeah, so written by Jerry Dugan.
Yep,
covered David that. O'Sullivan is the artist. Jordy Belair was the colorist. And Joe Sabino is the letterer.
Well, Jordy and David. Yeah, okay, never mind.
What? Where?
You're fine. When? Well, it's art slash cover on here, but that's fine.
Oh, all right. Cover's part of the art.
Yep, that's why I stopped myself.
And that covers the art.
That's irrelevant point number two of this podcast.
I'm going to get to 10 before...
Well, you have one, I have one, basically, is my
Let's
point.
Let's go.
Yep. It's a race to the fucking finish.
It's a race for idiocy.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to win.
Better check your pants on that one. What?
So, long story short, it's not quite a post-apocalyptic world. It's more...
What was that thing before? You better wipe your butt.
I don't even know. That was from something.
I know, but I don't remember what, though. It was fucking... It was funny then.
Wipe your butt.
Funny now, and I just don't know why. Oh, all right. Yeah, serious
talk.
So
I wouldn't call it quite a post-apocalyptic setting, but it is. In a fashion of information being the resource.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's the resource that everybody has lost.
Can't really turn you up much more. You get your face...
So everybody basically is... If they don't really, if they have no inhibitions and don't really give a shit, they're just doing stuff and they know everyone's going to see it. You know, Jack's walking down the street and two people are banging in the front seat of a Volvo.
That's actually my favorite panel.
You know what I mean?
And it's not my favorite panel because people are banging in a Volvo. They're banging in a Volvo, and the, you know, the girl's like, what kind of car is this? The guy's like, who gives a shit? She's like, well, our patrons want to know. It's like, patrons are asking. Okay, I see what you're doing there. Yeah. It's pretty good.
So, and it makes perfect sense in the effect that where else are we headed right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you got
There's people that already stay off the internet in that aspect because of shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, you have Patreon, Twitch, OnlyFans, these other sites that are, give me some dollars and I'll show you something cool or not.
Right.
You'll find out when you pay me $5.
And, you know, that's what I call ASMR people. Never mind. People who are listening that know what I'm talking about are laughing right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You'll find out. I'll show you later.
Well, so yeah, the point being that that's where this day and age is. So if there's anything that needs to be told to another person or given to another person in confidence, it needs to be done physically on the written paper or document of some sort, whatever type that may be, through a briefcase, through a ledger man, from one point to the other. A pickup, a drop-off, an extraction. People are trying to infiltrate these things. It's got a lot of, there's a lot going on in a short one comic, to be honest, without really, obviously I'm not going to get into all kinds of detail on the exact story. I'm not going to read it panel by panel. He does have a partner named Una, who doesn't really get a lot of screen time, but seems to be a character that's going to pop back in.
I would say it's either a wife or daughter scenario because he does live with her.
Yeah, it could be. So I think...
See, what I like is there's a lot going on, but unlike other comics I've read where there's a lot going on, this is a fairly long issue. So,
no, it is.
They do touch on a lot of things, but then they still... they clearly don't touch on other things. Like, as far as the internet coming down and everyone's secrets being found out, they touch on it, but they don't exactly tell you what happened yet, which is kind of cool.
The picture they painted is the backdrop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The story is what's going on. And without having any other way to put this, there's a lot of words in this book as well. So there's a lot of explaining via the written word as well as the what's drawn out on the comic, which I actually love the art in this comic, to be honest, as well as the writing.
Well, it's cool because it's got like that like little, you know, future sci-fi part to it, but it also has like the old school noir feel to it at the same time.
Yeah, and to me, it's kind of got like an almost, I don't want to call it like an 80s comic art style, but feels that way to me a little bit, just without all the colors because it's a little darker. So
drab, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
Yeah, but it's a bad way to put it.
Or washed out, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm not saying boring by any stretch of the means.
That's what I mean. Yeah, like that's why I think washed out might be a better way to put it. Just more of a, I want to use a word like plain or something, but that also feels like it's a.
Yeah, it's not a knock on the art whatsoever.
No, I actually think it's actually
it really
amazing.
Works with the story really well.
Right, and even you know when you go to like the last panel that I'm looking at right now, and it's. It's a scene of the house in the middle of the day, and it's still kind of, you know, there, I'm sure there's an Instagram filter that would do this, but it's one of those where it's just kind of a washed out, I guess. I guess you nailed it. So we'll just leave it at washed out. So getting to a quick point that the story then revolves around Oppenheimer, who created a... I guess he's the Bill Gates, would you say, or something like
I totally got the Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. Probably more of that. Or maybe a cross of the two, whatever the case may be. Super rich, super powerful, super mogul tech dude.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I mean.
Silicon Valley guy.
Yeah, like, but the guy. So this is the guy who's the guy. And I don't know, they didn't really touch exactly on the story of if he was trying to put information back in its box or something to that effect, but that might be...
Well, he knew what he had his hands on as far as the information and the secrets, but they did... The one thing that might be the downfall of this book in the future is it is very heavy on what's going on right now Because and the reason I say Zuckerberg is because they talked about, like, it's the one site everybody uses, and, you know, the Russians infiltrated it with all this fake news
and propaganda
for the elections. I mean, it's literally, they could have just said Facebook. That being said, this book makes perfect sense right now and is really super entertaining. But you pick it up in 10 years, it might, you know, this may all have been forgotten. You know what I mean?
Possibly. And now it's my turn. And I'm going to go ahead and name drop.
Uh-oh. So,
since I got to meet Jerry Dugan at C2E2, and I talked to him the day, I picked this book up Saturday, whatever day, who cares. But the next day, I actually went in, having read it the night before, and talked to him. We talked about this on the C2E2 podcast. And, you know, I told him, hey, I enjoyed the book, this, that, and the other thing. And we sort of started talking about it a little bit. And same thing I told you the other day, you know, it's kind of, I almost feel like he wanted to see if I actually read it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I actually read it. And a lot of times when I'm reading comics, because you've seen me do it, you know, I flip like two pages back and then reread some stuff. Cause I'm like, I enjoy like soaking the shit in. You know what I mean?
I'm going to get you $3 worth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I'm going to, I think this thing was like
$4.
$4 or something. Jeez.
But now it's signed, so it's worth at least two.
Yeah, it's worth at least. Actually, I don't know if you. You know what? We'll post a picture of this up there because.
Oh, it's the variant.
He went to sign it the first time and his pen ran out. His marker ran out, so he grabbed a new one. That's why the G is kind of wonky.
It would have been better if he like double signed it.
Yeah. So, anywho, he and I were talking about it, and he sort of laid out the plans for the next few issues, which actually kind of
spoilers, jeez.
Well, what I'm saying is, it yes, this issue might be super relevant to right now, but where I think that's just the
setup.
Stepping stone. You know what I mean? So, because what we didn't bring up is Jack's dad has a part in this first book.
Yep,
who actually seems like super cool dude. He's gonna be involved. He's
making meatballs. They take all day.
Yeah. So,
I want somebody's all day meatballs.
Then, and I know that Una is going to have
a lot of part,
and the whole story with
whether or not she's in the next issue or two depends on whether or not he goes on this trip.
Right, correct. Yeah,
and I won't say anything else about that.
Right, and there's you can see a lot of balls going up in the air right in this first issue, but not too many that you can't keep your hands on them. Yeah, that's the way I'm going to word that. So,
yeah, we're just fucking crushing it today.
So, yeah, I think, to be honest, there's not really much to, I mean, it's a single issue.
Yeah.
We can go over it. One thing I did want to note, too, as I'm flipping through here, and I was reminded by reading it once again, that, so when the Ledgermen are transporting packages, there's a password involved. And he made the lady say the password. She didn't want to say it. Then she had to say it. And the password was, I have awful diarrhea, which is pretty specific.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's just little things like that. There's a couple other little, again, it's not a comedy book by any means, but you're going to get, there's a couple things that if you're looking, you can find.
You're just chuckles.
Yeah, there's definitely, yeah.
But it's not out of context.
No, not at all. Yeah, so it's not just,
It's not thrown in there to be funny. It's thrown in there just, you know.
Right. Yeah, no, like I said, I think it's actually super enjoyable. I think the situation with the dad's going to be cool. The cliffhanger at the end, actually, Jerry, we're on a first name basis, and I talked about it, and he sort of gave me the spoiler on that one for issue two, so I'm not going to bring it up right now, but I actually really liked it a lot.
Do I need to add this to my stupid box now, or do I just wait for the
trades?
I
honestly already did when I was at...
You added it to my box?
I did. I added it to yours, so that way I didn't have to pay for it. No, I did. I added it to mine when I was in there. I stopped at the comic store yesterday, like I said, and I saw it up there, and I was going to pick it up, but I couldn't remember what cover I had. So I made sure they put it on there, because it's actually... I think it's worth it. I subscribe to a lot of books, and I would gladly cancel one of a dozen other ones to put this in the slot if I needed to. So that's where I'm at with this one. And honestly, even though it's set up where you made a lot of comparisons to real life current news, I still think the idea is super original, and the fact that they tied it into what's going on today
exactly
actually makes it even better because people can sort of like see. To be honest, when I was reading it, I wasn't really. I mean, yeah, you think of election stuff, I guess. Maybe in the back of my mind, but I wasn't really tying it to anything new except for the Oppenheimer guy. I was kind of thinking like a Bill Gatesy. I wasn't really thinking Zuckerberg. I don't know why I should have been because he's legit in the news right now. But I feel like they wrote this right before that all happened. So I think they just got lucky by that.
I can agree with that.
That just happened like 3 weeks ago, the whole like Zuckerberg.
Well, they were talking about the whole information thing a while ago, and it just came to a head. But
internet, I guess.
I mean, I listened to the stupid fucking radio on the way to work in the morning. I listen to NPR on the way, whatever. I'm a dork.
Yep.
But it's sometimes it's a little better than, you know, banging my fucking head off the window listening to, like, you know, Intronaut or something. You know what I mean?
Taylor Swift.
On the way to work, I just like to chill, listen to what's going on, unless, of course, it's pledge week, and then I just...
Yep.
And then I put on music.
So, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead right now, and, I mean, for I'm an 8.5 or a 9 for this book, really. I don't know what I like more, the story or the art. I think that's...
They go really well hand in hand.
Yeah, I think it's the combination of the two. I mean, just this alt cover that I have or whatever it is, and it's going to be the feature on the website. The feature image is basically the alt cover. So you'll be able to see it where it's him like running down the street holding a briefcase. It's like it's I don't want to say like retro, but it's sort of, you know, I really dig the art. You know what I'm saying? Dude's running down the street in a long jacket with a tie undone. You know what I'm saying? Like just looks like it's from the late 70s or 80s. You know what I mean? Right?
It's hard to place.
Yeah, it's definitely not a 2018 look. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, neither are you, so.
Just definitely not. No, I peaked 20 fucking years ago. Anywho. So, yeah, I am 8.5 or 9-ish. I'll leave
it there. So, you want me to just go 8.75?
For you?
For you.
No, I'm thinking.
Oh, well, I'm going to cap that at 8.5.
Okay.
Like I said, I really like how they're tying it into current events.
I'll do the 8.75 because I want to plug that into the site and see what exact digit that is.
I mean, I can whip that up in about 3 seconds.
8.625. There we go. Anyways, point is, it's a very good book. I think it actually has incredible potential to actually be better, which we both actually just gave it a pretty decent score. So that would be impressive. If it only got a little better, that would be impressive. If it stayed right where it is, that would be fantastic. That would be better than most books normally can do. And like I said, the setup is actually better than most books typically. So the story has somewhere to go for sure. So I'm into it. And that's it.
Yep.
That's all I got. Book was good.
Alrighty. I agree.
It was uneventful. It was anticlimactic. Climactic.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
I thought that was a bunny rabbit.
Really? That's what you're fucking all jumping out of your chair? Anywho, yeah, so 8.5, 8.75. Analog Image Comics just came out about 2 weeks ago. April 4th, I believe, was the published date. It's called Analog by Jerry Dugan. You should check it out. A couple bucks. Can't hurt. Anywho, that is going to wrap this podcast up for the week. So you can always find me on Twitter at XorcinX. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can find us on Instagram, instagram.com/reviewandroast.
Hashtag review and roast.
Hashtag that, search it, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's gonna be a thing. So until next time, have a good week.